Bullwinkle.
Not you, you.
I'm still Bullwinkle.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and for the next 60 minutes, we will explore the vinyl history of rock and roll, zeroing in on the lesser-heard world of B-sides and album cuts, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary, incorporating everything from the blues of the 30s to the rock and roll of today. This is the music we love. Let's give it the respect it deserves. This week, in the Vinyl Garage, the way cool concept of the hidden track, an audio Easter egg found on some vinyl records, cassette tapes, and CDs, placed there for the listener to happen upon by accident, with no reference to the track on the album cover. An accidental hidden track could also have been the result of a mastering mistake, which is where we're going first. The shortest Beatles song was the unintended finale to Abbey Road, Her Majesty, clocking in at a mere 23 seconds. Originally recorded for its inclusion in that album's famous medley between Mean Mr. Mustard and Polythene Pam, it was edited out at McCartney's instruction. Now, remember, this is 1969. There was no digital anything, no software, no cut and paste. The 23-second portion was removed physically with a razor blade, and due to the EMI policy that no Beatle track, no matter how small, was to ever be destroyed, the tape operator pasted the song after 14 seconds of lead-out tape. It was subsequently mastered without any changes. The album art, which was already printed, reflected the song's removal. Subsequent vinyl copies and eventually CDs list the song, all of which keeping the 14 seconds of silence. Here's the track as it was before being removed from the medley.
She's a go-getter. Takes him out to look at the queen. Only place that he's ever been. Always shout out something seen. Such a dirty old man. Dirty old man.
Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I wanna tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl. Someday I'm gonna make her mine. Oh yeah, someday I'm gonna make her mine.
But that wasn't the first time the Fabs hit a track on an LP. For that, we need to go back to 1967 in what is known as the Sgt. Pepper Inner Groove. The inner groove is actually called the locked groove, and every piece of vinyl has one at the end of each side, designed to keep the tone arm from entering the label portion of the record, making whatever sound is recorded there to endlessly loop. This was only found on the early pressings of UK Sgt. Pepper's. You may think this is unusual, but there's even more examples of this practice than you might think. ABBA, Pink Floyd, Peter Gabriel, the Boomtown Rats, and Cleveland's own James Gang, among others, have all employed this technique to their LPs. But we're returning to, not coincidentally, 1967, and The Who's sellout LP for their version of locked groove audio. an example of a hidden track in that it wasn't listed on the cover or the label that wasn't necessarily intended to be so was The Clash's Train in Vain, which was originally intended for a giveaway flexi disc for New Musical Express magazine. The NME deal fell through, however, giving them an extra track, which they tacked on to the end of their almost ready for release LP, London Calling. The aforementioned album's artwork had already been printed, making the extra song appear to be intentionally hidden. Subsequent vinyl copies list the track on the label only. All CDs, however, list it on both the cover and disc. Hiding tracks on a vinyl record, as we have seen, can be attained by tacking said track on wherever there's room, and not including its title on the album cover, or employ the locked groove to present some short audio track. But how about hiding an entire side of a record, essentially making a single LP three-sided and a double set five-sided? And how would you go about it? The answer is quite simply concentric grooves. Depending on where you place the stylus, determines which audio track you hear. Something that is not quite as rare as you might think. Here are two examples: Monty Python's Matching Tie and Handkerchief from 1973 and Marillion's 1994 album Brave. Both sides of the Python LP were labeled side 2, neither of which listed the contents, nor did the cover.
Welcome to the phone-in. Today we have on our panel our resident psychiatrist, a psychiatrist who isn't resident but is staying with the other one because he can't bear to go home, and a psychiatrist who has lived with the first one but who, when the second one arrived, felt alienated and since has undergone a total personality change. Our subject tonight is farming, and our first caller is from Reading. Hello, welcome to Phone-In. What's your question to the panel?
You're through now.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello there, this is Phone-In. What is your question?
Is Vic there?
Is Vic there? Is Vic there, Dr. Rogers?
Well, the problem here is a simple one. The caller wants to know if Vic is there. And in this case, Vic, as far as I can tell...
Can I chip in here, Alan?
Yes, of course.
I agree with what Rogers was going to say. As far as we can tell, Vic isn't here. The only thing she can do is to keep calling, and if Vic comes in, we'll let her know.
Does that answer your question?
Hello?
Hello?
Vic?
But it was Marillion who took this concept to a whole new level. The Brave LP, a return to their progressive roots, was a concept album telling the fictionalized story of a girl found wandering along the Severn Bridge in South Wales, and depending on which groove the stylus lands in on side four, results in a good or not so good outcome for her. Here's The Great Escape from the not so good result. Implementation of these tracks became an art form with the introduction of the compact disc. It's digital architecture aiding the process, but first a few steps backwards to the cassette tape, which itself was not exempt from the fun. The next hidden track was a direct result of the inherent logistical problems of the cassette tape and the equally unique challenges of a live recording, specifically Pink Floyd's 1995 double tape set, Pulse. The first three sides of this set consisted of various live cuts, the fourth being saved for the show's three encore tracks, leaving nearly 22 minutes left on this side of the tape, which was filled with the track Soundscape, a recording the band would play before actual concerts during this time period. Soundscape contained no music, consisting of ambient sounds and effects, and is only available on a cassette. But you Floyd completists already knew that. One last example from a cassette, in this case, a message found at the end of side one of Tom Petty's Full Moon Fever album.
Attention, cassette listeners. You have now completed side one. In order to hear side two, please fast forward to the end of the reel before turning the tape over. Thank you.
And its compact disc counterpart.
Hello, CD listeners. We've come to the point in this album where those listening on cassette or records will have to stand up or sit down and turn over the record or tape. In fairness to those listeners, we'll now take a few seconds before we begin side two. Thank you. Here's side two.
The reason why, oh, I can say, I have to let you go, babe, and run away, after what you did, I can't stay.
My right, a right given by God to live a free life, to live in freedom. Talking about we'll have to answer.
First cut on the side two that Tom Petty was referring to was the Byrds cover, I'll Feel a Whole Lot Better. Did you recognize the hand claps? Well, they belong, the hands that is, to Jeff Lynne. Apparently, Paul McCartney was in New York City on September 11th, sitting in a plane at JFK. The result of the experience being, as it was so many times for Paul, a song, Freedom. Recorded live at the October Concert for New York, produced to honor the New York Police and Fire Department for their September 11th heroism. It was later tidied up with some studio overdubs. Paul stopped the pressing of his current, almost-released album, Driving Rain, so as to include the above track. Unfortunately, too late for Freedom to appear on the cover's track listing, giving the song the cred to be included here. The track featured Eric Clapton on guitar. REM had more than their share of the hidden track embellishing their albums, but in this case, we're referring to track 11 of 1988's Green LP, the aptly titled 11th Untitled Song, sometimes referred to as So Awake, Volunteer, and simply Untitled, when an instrumental version of it appears as the B-side to the single State.
No bargain by the suicide, hot dog, my razor boot, water dripping up stuff. Hey, I don't care, let it all hang out. From a pine tree by my knees, sun shining through the shade. Nobody knows what it's all about. It's too much, man. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. glitched out. Sorry about that. Let it all hang out. Sleep all day and drive all night. Brain my numb, can't stop now. Ain't no doubt, keep an open mind. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out.
You're listening to The Vinyl Garage, hidden in plain sight.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sign is just a sign. The fundamental things apply. To bring
another day. My heart's full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, man must have his mate. That no one can deny. You must remember this, a kiss is just a kiss, a sigh is just a we'll be right back.
on as a bonus track, although nobody seemed to think listing it on the album cover was such a good idea, was John Mellencamp's cover of the Hombres' 1967 single, Let It All Hang Out, found on his Big Daddy LP from 1989. The song was also released as a single. After 31 seconds of silence following the, at least we thought, last track of ZZ Top's Mescalero album was the way cool cover of As Time Goes By. The cut featured a heavily auto-tuned Billy Gibbons vocal track. The reggae-tinged Baby I'm Leaving You was the unlisted cut from the 1996 Journey LP Trial by Fire. The album was their first release since 1983's Frontiers to feature bassist Ross Valerie, and the last one to include Steve Perry as lead singer. Along the same lines as ZZ Top, although taking 2 minutes and 13 seconds of silence to materialize, was Mercury Blues, the hidden track on Meatloaf's Couldn't Have Said It Better LP from 2003. The song first saw vinyl, well, in this case, I guess it would be shellac, on a 78 released in 1949, taking nearly 20 years later to be heard in its most popular form on the Steve Miller Band album, Fly Like an Eagle. 12th studio album from the German rock band The Scorpions, 1993's Face the Heat, featured an Elvis cover of all things as the hidden track. Marie's the name of his latest flame. The Bon Jovi 5-disc box set, 100 million Bon Jovi fans can't be wrong, speaking of Elvis, piggybacked the demo version of Living on a Prayer a couple of seconds after the alleged last track. And Kim Mitchell was the lead guitarist for the Canadian band Max Webster before embarking on his solo career, one that included 8 LPs, the most recent of which, 2007's Ain't Life Amazing, featured the hidden track Fill Your Head with Rock. Kind of hard to understand hiding what is arguably the best track on the album. Closing out the festivities, a track from Bruce Springsteen's Live in New York City album from July of 2000. Disc 1, track 11, despite only 10 being listed on the cover or disc. Born to Run. Now, that's a nice surprise.
One time!
In the day we sweat out on the streets of a runway of American dream. At night we ride through passions of glory in suicide machines. Sprung from cages on highway 9-ton wheel fuel injected, stepping out over the line. Maybe this town rips a hole in your back. It's a death trap. Suicide rap, work it out while we're young. Cause traps like us, baby, we were born to run. Will you let me in? I wanna be your friend. I wanna guard your dreams and visions. Just wrap your legs around these velvet rings. Strap your hands across my engine. Together we could break this track. What till we drop? Baby, we'll never go back. Walk with me out on the wire. Girls, scared and lonely rider. I gotta find out how it feels. I wanna know if love is wild. Water up the flood is real. Well, I wanna know. Power drums scream down the boulevard. The girls comb their hair in rear view mirrors. The boys try to look so hard. The amusement bar crashes full of start. Kids are riddled on the beach in the fizz. I'm gonna die with your women on the street tonight in an everlasting kiss.
There you have it, a perfectly good hour of your life you'll never get back spent listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, your undying allegiance, or outright disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
What time? I was jammed with broken ears.
fast cast power drive. Everybody's out on the run tonight. There's no place left to hide. Together, Wendy, we'll live with the saints. I'll live with all the bands in my soul. Oh, someday, girl, I don't know when we're gonna get to that place we really wanna go. We'll walk in the sun. But to make tramps like us, baby, we were born to run. Tramps like us.
Thanks for listening.